is Graham Joffe with Sports Fire.
Time now to catch up with our Sports Fire rugby analyst, Dan Retief. This Rugby World Update is brought to you by First Cut, a leading South African distributor of capital equipment and consumables in partnership with Kaltenbach. First Cut is the exclusive South African supplier of Kaltenbach circular and band sawing machines, sectional steel and sheet metal processing systems, punching and shearing machines, and shot blast and painting systems. For more metal processing solutions, visit www.firstcut.co.za, and if you do get hold of them, tell Andrew Poole that I said you get a discount where they're at First Cut. So if you need any of that equipment, make sure you get hold of First Cut and speak to Andrew Poole. What a weekend it's going to be for rugby enthusiasts. Curry Cup semi-finals, World Cup final as well. Dan Retief, hello Dan.
Yes, hi, Joffers, and I think all the focus is on the All Blacks. You know, they've waited since 1987 for this moment. So they are basically 80 minutes away from winning their second Rugby World Cup. Can you imagine being a Kiwi at the moment, being a nation on edge?
No, I can imagine.
Yeah.
But I had a good chuckle, Dan, this PR stunt. I don't know if it's a PR stunt, but one bookmaker already paying out bets on a New Zealand victory.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know bookmakers behaved that way. You know, bookmakers are very cautious people, you know, so it might well be that the bookmaker paid out one bet, you know, and probably, as you say, got a lot of publicity for it, you know. But I tell you what, you know, it's not cut and dry that the All Blacks are going to win the Rugby World Cup. I think they are the favourites, there's no doubt. But that French side, you know, even though they lost twice on the way there, I mean, they have a fantastic front row, one of the best scrummaging tight fives. They have big, strong, loose forwards. I mean, Harry Nordicki, Dusatoir, they've been outstanding in the tournament. A very good scrum half, very good goal kicker. A great winger, Vincent Clerc, you know. So they're a pretty competent side. So New Zealand are still going to go out and do the job.
So you think the French, I saw Parra's quote, he said it's France against the world, and I think pretty much everyone except the people in France probably think that the French can win it. I mean, you still got to believe they are the bogus side for New Zealand. I mean, something could still go wrong on the day. You get a sending off early on of an All Black or whatever. I mean, it could happen.
Well, you saw what happened to Wales with,
exactly,
with Sam Warburton. It turned the game on its head. You know, they had to play with 14 men, their captain gone, their key player. You know, so the All Blacks, we know they are the favourites. And I must say, Joffers, to me, I would like the All Blacks to win for all kinds of reasons. You know, because they are our oldest and keenest rivals on the rugby field. We have this bond through rugby with the All Blacks. I think that New Zealand has been through a tough time, so one wants them to win for that reason. And then the other reason is that they would then be the only unbeaten side in the tournament. And I think that would then make them deserve a champion. Whereas France have lost twice, you know. So, but what I'm saying is that there's still a lot of work to be done. You can't just write off the French. And, of course, the All Blacks do have these blips on the radar. You know, they lost in Cardiff in 07. They lost that famous semi-final in 1999 at Twickenham, you know. So, and France have beaten them in New Zealand on numerous occasions. Although, if you go back to their game in the pool, I thought New Zealand were all over them. France didn't cope very well with the All Blacks' pace. They didn't cope very well with the way the All Blacks mass players around the breakdown. You know, the All Blacks are very good at that. And I have a feeling that France are again, which is quite odd, are going to try and play a very restrictive, constrictive game. They're going to try and pull the All Blacks into a forward exchange and just grind out a win and sit and wait for the kicks, you know. And I don't think that's going to be enough, because I think in the end, New Zealand, who have always tried to play running rugby, have always tried to score tries, that might be decisive. For once, try scoring might be decisive in a Rugby World Cup final, because it is a sad fact that these big games are ruled by the kick, you know, and it's something that rugby administrators are definitely going to have a look at. But hopefully with Craig Joubert, who I think is an outstanding referee, who has an approach that encourages positive play, and that would also contribute to an All Black victory.
Come back to Craig Joubert in a moment, but I mean, understanding Lev Rimard is like trying to understand Peter de Villiers, which makes the French dangerous.
Yeah, well, he's a Frenchman. Have you seen, I don't know if anybody's drawn your attention, that Mark Livermore, having grown that moustache of his, he's a dead ringer for Burt Reynolds. You know, the actor.
That does look like you. Yes, you're right.
And, no, Livermore, I mean, he's been fighting with his team. He's insulted his team. He's had to apologize as far as he's gone. There's talk about a revolution in the camp, them taking over, you know. But, you know, the one nation, because of their temperament, who can cope with that kind of thing is the French. You know, they can be very down and very up. And I recall in 2003 speaking to Fabien Galtier, and trying to do an interview, and said, you know, how do you feel about the big game approaching? And they were then in the semifinals as well. They've been very successful in World Cups, the French. And he sort of said to me, maybe tomorrow the sun rises, maybe it doesn't.
Famous quote.
You know, and I thought to myself, my goodness, maybe it doesn't. You know, how apocalyptic would that be? You know,
I'll just make sure you got yourself a big beer tonight, Dan.
Right. You know, to get over words like that.
Yeah. Right, that final, 10 o'clock Sunday morning, South African time, and we talk about Craig Jabir. He's had a great World Cup. I saw the story that his mother's now gone over to New Zealand. It's fantastic for him.
Oh, yes. No, and it is absolutely deserved, you know, because he's far away the best referee. I think there's a factor that is that play is young, he's fit, and he keeps up with play. And that might have been part of the problem for the Nigel Owenses of the world and the Bryce Lawrences of the world, because Bryce Lawrence definitely did carry a little spare wheel around on the field and maybe have dropped off the pace a bit, you know. And I think, you know, Craig has done a very good job, especially as the laws are as clear as mud. And I do feel for the referees that they almost, when you watch them, they don't know what they're meant to be doing either, you know. But Craig has found the middle ground. You know, and I think the middle ground is a fair contest for the ball, what's fair for both sides, consistency and that sort of thing. You know, so it's a great achievement. You know. And funny enough, Maritzburg College, by the way, you know, Maritzburg College produced the two flowers in our Rugby World Cup victories, Butch James and Joel Stransky, and now they have a World Cup final referee.
Maritzburg. Okay. Well,
you're going to be reminded of that somewhere.
No, exactly. As a Rhodes boy, we don't want to talk about Maritzburg. But no, they've got some great athletes out of that university. But then tomorrow, Danny, 9:30 a.m, Wales against Australia. It's hard to get excited about the playoff, is it?
Oh, yeah, no. And I'm sure the players are not excited about it either. You know, they've had to deal with the absolute down of being out of the Rugby World Cup. Now they've got to play another game. And as we talked on earlier in the week, it's all about TV needs this extra game. The whole period before the final, the players don't really need it. It's absolutely irrelevant in terms of seeing for the next tournament, you know. And what's going to be very interesting is which team actually finds the enthusiasm to win it. You know, we did. We won it in 99, a third-place game against New Zealand. And the reason we won that is because we'd gone out to Australia to Stephen Larkham's kick. There's New Zealand had been absolutely shattered by to lose to the All Blacks. So I think the mood of the Springboks is a lot better. And they had a point to prove, you know, because it was the All Blacks. So, but the All Blacks, you could see that day in Cardiff that they just hadn't recovered from the semi-final. But, you know, I think the Welsh, to me, strike me as the team that's going to do the that's really going to come into this game with some tomorrow's game with some spirit. Because they're a team on the up. You know, they've had a fantastic World Cup. Things have turned around for them. They've got a lot to prove now, you know. And I'm sure the Welsh are feeling, you know, boyo, we're nearly there, you know. And I suspect the Welsh are going to play with more energy and more focus than the Wallabies.
Curry Cup semi-finals on Saturday. Sharks against Free State, 2:30 p.m. Lions against Western Province at 5 p.m. I see the Bucks are back in full force for the Sharks and Province. You know, 2 weeks ago, you would have said the Lions and Free State are the big favourites to play in the Curry Cup final. Now they're going to go into Saturday's games as the underdogs.
Yes, and it's all because of the Springboks dropping out of the Rugby World Cup. It completely changed the competition of the Curry Cup. And all the big names are back. And I think the big names are back with something to prove, you know, because they would be hurting about not making it in the World Cup tournament. So they've got a point to prove in these matches, you know. And you're quite right. You look at the Western Province team that is lined up against the Lions, and it's a completely new team, you know. For instance, one of the stars of the season, the young Senji Hansardi, is not going to get a look in. You know, that's how much it's changed, you know. But I still think the Lions must feel like they can beat them. They're playing at home. They play. I think the best, to my mind, they played the best rugby in the tournament so far. And it's up to the players, and I'm sure John Mitchell will be trying to instill that. But confidence going and saying, guys, it's a new team, it's a new set of players, but we know what we do and what we do well. And one of the things the Lions do very well is score tries. You know, they score a lot of points. And I think the finals, this one's going to be the one at Ellis Park, Coca-Cola Park, is going to be a cracker, you know, with the Lions really trying to give it to Province. And the Lions, they have beaten Western Province, you know, because I think the one thing that they exposed was that the Western Province's wonderful defence and their scramble defence is actually a bit of a myth. The Western Province are very vulnerable, that's why. And I would really be sitting there watching to see if they can do it again.
Right, just before we let you go, that line, after we get to about 10 minutes, it seems like that line kind of goes. Have you paid your cell phone bill?
You know where I am. I'm right. I'm at the Sabi River Bungalows, right near the Kruger Park. The signal all week has not been good.
Oh, one more quick one before I let you go, Dan.
You want me to get the hippos to roar for you?
Did you call me a hippo?
No, I would never do that. You're just the man who ate all the pies.
I'm just looking at the IRB Player of the Year nominees. David Pocock, Will Genia, Piri Weepu, Jerome Kano, Ma Nanu, Terry Dusatoa. No South Africans. Bit of a snub or not really?
No, not really. I think it says what happened. We went out in the quarterfinal. It's what I've been saying is that, you know, you go out in the last eight, it's seen as a failure. I didn't agree with some of those choices because I tell you one thing, if the All Blacks win the Rugby World Cup and Richie McCaw raises the Webb Ellis Cup in triumph, he's going to be Sir Richard Hugh McCaw, and to me, he would be the Rugby Player of the Year, and I was stunned that he's not part of it, you know. Some strange choices there. Jerome Kano has been outstanding, but you know, his Piri Weepu is not even the best scrum off in the world, you know. So some strange choices, but that often happens to the teams that go to the final. They have the most players in the list.
And I see there's just one nomination for Referee of the Year, Bryce Lawrence.
What is that, a lemon? You know, the Lemon Award for Bryce Lawrence.
It's his farewell award.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, we're not going to get over that. We'll talk about it for years to come because there was something wrong in that quarterfinal of ours. I think it's far too strong to suggest that there was cheating. I think there was just absolute incompetence. And what proves it for me is the fact that Bryce Lawrence blew David Pocock in a certain way, and Craig Joubert blew David Pocock in a certain way, and Craig Joubert has been given the Rugby World Cup final. And doesn't that say to you that is proof of what was wrong?
Dan Retief, our Sportsfire rugby analyst. Enjoy your rest of the time in the bush.
Thanks very much, Joffers. Back tomorrow, back to the big Nachi.
Beautiful. We'll chat again on Monday. Cheers, Dan. And this Rugby World update was brought to you by First Cut, a leading South African distributor of capital equipment and consumables in partnership with Kaltenbach. First Cut is the exclusive South African supplier of Kaltenbach circular and band sawing machines, sectional steel and sheet metal processing systems, punching and shearing machines, and shot blast and painting systems. For metal processing solutions, visit www.firstcut.co.za.